This is Mercer McLeod, the man with the story. Out of his own imagination, a struggling painter draws a scene. A rather revolting scene, a murder, as a matter of fact. But when he showed this mythical scene to a patron...
It's obvious you strangled this woman, robbed her of her money, and threw her body under this wall.
But I never saw this woman before in my life.
Then how did you draw this whole scene so accurately?
That's it, sir. I don't know. I just drew the scene out of my head.
I'm afraid you must stand trial for the murder of Teresa Becker.
And all that because of a hastily drawn sketch. Well, I'll tell you the rest in a minute. Mysterious drawing. I am Christian, the painter. Outside the chapel of St. Sebald, there stands a little tavern. It was there I spent the unhappiest days of my life. I'd gone there to study the old European masters, and I lived from day to day by painting cheap portraits. But, in spite of everything, I could never earn enough to keep my stomach full or my lodgings paid. And then one day, a strange thing happened. An unquenchable desire to draw filled my mind. I sat before my easel and drew a rapid sketch. A sketch which hadn't the slightest resemblance to any of my previous work. Involuntarily, my hand held the charcoal and moved over the paper. Imagine a dreary courtyard, enclosed by high, dilapidated walls. Embedded in the walls were hooks. It was a slaughterhouse. And with every stroke of my charcoal, a new detail was added. There was the sole of a foot, a leg, a skirt of a dress, and by degrees, an old woman began to appear, pale and wasted. She'd been thrown down by the side of the wall, struggling to free herself from the hand that clutched her throat. It was a murder scene. I gazed in amazement. Did I draw this? And why? This old woman, her face contracted by terror, her hands struggling to free her throat from her murderer's grip. Did I? And this man, the person to whom the hands belonged, I couldn't quite see him. It was hazy. Well, by this time, my forehead dripped perspiration. My hands trembled. And it was then I heard a knocking at my door.
Just a moment. Yes?
Are you Christian the painter?
Yes.
Well, my name is Anne Frederick. Perhaps you know my father.
Baron Frederick?
Yes.
I've heard of him, of course, yes.
Well, my reason for calling on you is that quite by accident, I ran across one of your paintings the other day and was exceedingly impressed by it.
Oh.
Well, if all your work is as good as what I saw, I feel it shouldn't go unnoticed.
Dear lady, you may be just in time.
I beg your pardon?
Well, if you'd care to see my other work now.
Oh, I would very much.
Then please step inside.
Thank you.
I'm afraid the...
I know, you're going to make excuses for the state of your room. They all do, you know. This is beautiful.
Thank you.
And this? You do landscapes, too?
A little.
Excellent. And...
Yes?
Did you draw that sketch?
Yes, I did it just before you arrived here.
Could I buy it?
Buy it? Of course not. If you like it, you may have it. Here.
Thank you. Your work is most realistic. Well, you'll hear from me again in the very near future.
Well, I thought, was this a change of fortune at last? But why was she so impressed by that horrible sketch, which wasn't even finished? And then again, how came I by that vile creation? These thoughts occupied my mind for the better part of an hour, until at length, another knock was heard at my door.
All right.
Are you Christian?
Yes.
You're under arrest.
Under arrest? What for?
You'll find out. Come on.
I was taken outside, pushed into a conveyance, and driven to another part of the city. We stopped, and I was told to get out. An officer took hold of my arm and led me along a low alley. We turned a corner. A final push by one of the officers landed me squarely in the middle of the very courtyard I had drawn in my sketch. The walls with hooks, the slaughterhouse, and near the wall lay the old woman, her face blue, her eyes wide open.
You know who I am?
Yes. You're Baron Frederick.
My daughter recently brought me a sketch of yours. Now, do you recognize this scene? Well, Christian?
I...
It's obvious you strangled this woman, robbed her of her money, and threw her body under this wall.
But I never saw it before in my life.
Then how did you draw this whole scene so accurately?
That's it, sir. I don't know.
That won't do, Christian.
But I tell you, I just drew the scene out of my head.
I'm sorry, Christian, but I'm afraid you must stand trial for the murder of Teresa Becker.
Locked in prison, I found myself in a state of profound stupidity. I didn't know what to think. Was this real? Had I murdered the old woman? And this I puzzled over all that endless night. And I thought of the drawing. The murderer was in the unfinished part of that sketch. If I could only picture him. Wait. Something is shaping before my eyes. I think I see him. Oh, if I could only finish the sketch. I almost see him. Almost. Finally, dawn broke. At first dull and undecided, and then it blazed against the wall of my cell. I heard the chattering of humans. I walked to my window and looked out. The market opposite was opening. Old women with their baskets, dealers in old clothes, farmers calm and grave, butchers with their bare arms cutting meat, and... Who was that? That butcher carrying a quarter of beef on his shoulder. He turns his face.
Guard! Come here! Guard!
Now, what's the matter here?
I saw him! He's out there in the street. Look, through the window. Do you see that butcher at the first block cutting meat? He's the man. He's the murderer, not I. Ask the Baron Frederick to come here with that man. I'll make him confess. I will. I'll make him confess. I will.
This is Mercer McLeod again. Well, what do you think of our young painter now? Do you think he can make him confess? Well, I'll be back in a minute, friends, and I'll let you know.
to the cell of Christian the painter.
Harry! Harry, God! Harry! That's the man!
A sudden idea flashed across my mind. I put my hand in my pocket and found an old bit of crayon. I rushed to the wall and began to draw the murder scene with superhuman energy. There was no uncertainty, no hesitation. I knew that scene too well by now, and now the man. It was easy. Yes, I knew him too. I had seen him, and suddenly he was there before me. He lived. His full face figure upon the wall stood out with startling vitality. And now I heard movement outside. They had come.
Well, Christian, we've brought this man. Now, what have you to say?
I would like this man to take a look at that wall.
Let me out of here. Let me out of here. Hold him. Hold him. Hold him. Hold him. Hold him. There, there. Anything to say, my man?
Who drew that picture?
I did.
But how could you? I made sure there wasn't a soul about when I...
I think that's enough for the present. Christian, I congratulate you. All right, men, take him away.
Well, years have passed since that nightmare adventure. But the memory of that drawing refuses to leave my mind. How could a crime committed by a man I did not know at a place I had never seen have been reproduced in all its detail? When the body sleeps, does the soul wander? Who knows? I don't. Do you? At this point, I don't know how many of my stories you've listened to, but probably you know that all characters are portrayed by Rita and myself. Say hello, Rita, will you?
Hello.
And now...
I know. Goodbye.
So, soon I'll be telling you another. Goodbye, then. This is yours truly, Mercer McLeod, the man with the story.